Sipi Shaka, I am honored as a Purépecha and a conscious settler of these occupied precious Chochenyo Ohlone lands. Sesikwa, I ask permission to speak into being these stories. Let's remember as conscious settlers that the land does not belong to us, we belong to the land. And this land, to be truly decolonized, must be returned to its original protectors. Let's let that seed take root, please. That desire, like the Zapatistas tell us, begins here within us to build a better world. Many moons ago, a worker leader named Maurice, who along with his fellow co-workers was celebrating a years-long battle of blatant wage theft against a shady, greedy boss, said the following, "I've had less than some and more than most." I think about Maurice a lot, especially lately. I pray he's healthy, still working these many moons later. I asked my paternal grandfather, the hardest worker to work the land, to watch over Maurice and all workers. So I honor my ancestors who worked the land, like Juan Contreras Ruiz, my paternal grandfather, who may have actually met or at least seen Emiliano Zapata, whom the Zapatistas ground their struggle after. So he was born in 1895. So he was 15 years old when the Mexican Revolution started in 1910. He survived the pandemic of 1918 to become a hardworking dairy farmer. He too had more than most. Yet he served others, and any being who came to his farm would leave with a full belly at the very least, and at the most got to dance at the many festive celebrations that took place on his farm. He taught my dad, who taught me, you give because it's the least one can do. As I sweated through my face covering yesterday afternoon, making over 100 food bags for next week's food bag giveaway, I remained humbled to be able to give, to serve a community that was struggling before, and now in these moments feels a bit devastated. Yet I don't lose faith because I have so much. And I remember that one of our day labor leaders just lost his brother to COVID, and his car broke down yesterday on his way to pick up some money we are giving him to help with the funeral. I remember that there's a new elder that I haven't met that I heard about who needs food delivered to her because she can't move very well and she's uninsured and just lost a tooth. I remember that there are too many day laborers standing on their feet for hours, waiting, hoping, probably praying to work any job for some money. Most haven't worked since March, almost 6 months. I remember there's countless folks sleeping in cars, sleeping anywhere really, unable to pay rent, they still try to get to work. They still try to work. My elder women leaders struggling with loneliness and inactivity. That yearning to connect is real. Whenever I drop off food to them, they want me to stay forever. When the folks that we give money to from our day labor fund, when they seem hesitant to take the money, we have to continuously assure them that there's no strings attached. We see a relief come over their face, and then they tell us, gracias, Dios los bendiga, thanks, God bless you. The hundreds and hundreds of folks who come weekly for a bag of groceries, or diapers, or disinfectant, sometimes hot meals, packaged to go, and starting last week, some plant seedlings. The many folks who knock on our door, and when we open it, offering a hello, how sad they get when we don't offer to let them in. Their cultural community center has evolved into, well, something else. We are reconstructing, reimagining. We are giving what we can in this moment. We are the flowers of the seeds our ancestors planted many, many, many moons ago. An answer to a prayer prayed by an ancestor we don't even know their name. We are that ancestor. That ancestor is us. We cross from one side to the other, everyone fitting. Ah, those wise zapatistas, sí que saben how well they know. As my dad, who has Alzheimer's, travels between worlds, as me and my ancestors believe, I am struck by our ability to remember. Does he remember working as a dairy farmer as a child and up until the age of 22? More than being a janitor for 35 years? Or does he just recall songs, since that's the only light we see go on? I think that, and Antonio Contreras Aguilar regrounds here for a spell. As this great unraveling continues, this darkness of infinite possibilities invites us to light up from within. For we are in the time of the great healing. There are things that we can do. We can cultivate even more gratitude. We can find out what's going on with the Ohlone sacred land as sacred sites. We can grow seedlings, food as medicine. We can give what we can, and we can always do more. We can pray for all those caged up and those returning home during this pandemic. We can be there for Indigenous nations across the world, those water protectors, those land protectors. My mom would scold my dad when he was exploited. She would give him a really hard time, and she would scold anyone who was exploited. This was when we were still undocumented, back in the 80s. My mom, Gloria Flores Vasquez, was not a paid organizer, yet she wouldn't play with what she was worth. I watched her as a child put out her hand and ask in her broken English for all the money the woman told her she would give us for cleaning her home. That we finished early was not the point. We were that good, she said, hand out, unwilling to compromise. So I come from humble people who value work. So I must remain humble. We are all essential because we are all working. I invite us to remember that our current capitalist settler colonialist system is killing us since 1492. And it's unraveling. And we must do our part to sew, crochet, string together a new world that values our work, where folks have all they need. And we don't need much. Mama Earth provides, and honoring her, truly honoring her, is the key. Our disconnection is at the center of our destruction. We know this as we struggle to breathe in this wildfire season moment. We know this as we work to get up, as we work to believe, as we work to support our beings, to support our loved ones, when we work just to be. At one of my sweat lodges, when someone cries inside, we say to them afterwards, thanks for getting better. When one cries, yells, laments, we release toxins and everything. And we release it in the lodge, which is considered the womb. And the stones that heat up the lodge are considered our ancestors. So we give our sorrows to the stones because they can handle it. They are part of the Wikapi Oyate, the Star Nation. So let's pray even harder for the death of capitalism and its cousins, patriarchy, racism. All that energy that began forming in 1492 led our good deeds towards one another, the Earth, and all of our relatives, push it out of our galaxy. So when we become stars, we will be even brighter. Somebody once asked during a talk, can we imagine ceremonies that help us unlearn dominance? Every moment, everything, every relative is a ceremony. We must remember that. We are power. We are power. We are power. The light is all around us. The light is running through us. We are the light. From the light in me and all of my hardworking ancestors, to the light in you and all of your hardworking ancestors. Ya basta, like the Zapatistas invoked. Ya basta, ya basta, ya basta. Ometeo, and happy Labor Day.